let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the highly anticipated season two of sci-fi's hit series Krypton. Set two generations before the destruction of Superman's home planet, Krypton follows Superman's grandfather, whose House of El was ostracized and shamed, as he fights to redeem his family's honor and save his beloved world from chaos. Starring as Sig-El, the legendary Man of Steel's grandfather, called the modern television hero we all can believe, is London-based actor Cameron Cuff. Known for Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant, time after time a recurring role on The Halcyon, and now starring in sci-fi's hit series Krypton, Wednesdays 10 Eastern Pacific, Cameron Cuff with us on This Week in America. Cameron, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So excited for season two. In fact, before season two started, I see the story saying that Krypton will be even more ambitious for its second year. Sort of hard to believe, but talk about what we're going to get to see for the second season.
Absolutely. Well, in the first season, we had the responsibility of setting up the world and the characters. And in season two, we really get to run with that. And for me, season two is the story I've always wanted to tell in this world with these characters, and we've really leaned into our comic book roots to make the show even more expansive and even more exciting.
Talk about the relationship we will see in season two between General Zod and Sig-El and the new world order that's taking place. What are we going to see? How is that going to evolve?
Yes, well, since we've seen him last, General Zod has taken over Krypton, and he's in the process of setting up a Kryptonian intergalactic empire. And he does this using brutal methods. And there's a very interesting, complex relationship between General Zod and Sig-El, because they have so much between them that matters. They are father and son. They both desperately love Lighter Zod because this character means so much to the two of them. And I think Sig knows that there is good in Drew Zod. Sig knows that there is a good man in there who genuinely wants the best for his people. So all of those scenes between the two of us are wonderfully loaded. And even though we find ourselves on the opposite side of the conflict, the two characters are constantly trying to seek the middle ground.
No, it's interesting. What are the challenges like? You take this wonderful mythology, the history, the story of Superman, and you're making it your own, and you're doing it so well. Talk about that delicate balance. Fans had expectations going into the series. Now they go, wow, this is a great world they've created. How challenging is that?
Mm. Well, it's really rewarding to see how the fans have responded. And the thing is, I'm a fan myself, and I always thought this was exciting, but to see how fans have embraced it is really an honor. And we have them to thank for any success that we've achieved. I think the thing is, this is a beautiful universe, the DC universe. These characters and this world mean so much to so many people. So for us to be storytellers in that universe is an immense honor.
Cameron Cuff with us on This Week in America. Sig-El starring in the new series Krypton, back for season two, Wednesday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific on Sci-Fi. You are a fan, a comic book fan, a fan of Superman. You hear that this series is going to be made. You get a chance to audition for it. I understand then you're told by your agent you didn't get the lead, but you did get the lead. Talk about that story and that journey. It had to be disappointing, and then all of a sudden we're watching you every Wednesday night on Krypton.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that the world of acting is sometimes a bit of a roller coaster. And the thing is, at the point in my career, when I got the role, I was still doing theater and I was still doing costume drama and British television and stuff like that. And I was enjoying it. But when Krypton came my way, it just seemed so far out of reach. It was a massive American job, and it was Superman, of course. And that character means so much to so many people. So I never really thought I had a shot, but I kept progressing, and a couple times I was turned away, but they never really left, and the opportunity never really went away. And eventually I was able to prove to them that I have no idea what I did, but hey, here I am.
Yes, like I said, we watch you every Wednesday night at 10. It's interesting with the series, you really are doing something different. In fact, you've said this is something you're really proud of. Talk about that aspect, because this is something different than we usually see on a TV series.
Absolutely, and I think the thing is, the medium of comic books have always thrived off of reinvention and risk-taking. And I think the thing is, this show is a very different kind of superhero show. No one in our story is putting on a suit and fighting crime. This is much more a science fiction tale. And for us, that's doing something really different. And our show as well is set in an alternate timeline where Superman no longer exists. So for these characters, and for this world to be this way is a very bold storytelling choice. I'm very, very proud of that, because it means that we get to pay tribute to all of those wonderful stories that have come before us in the DC universe, but also we get to do our own thing with it, which is amazing.
There is a lot of action, a lot of fighting scenes. In fact, literally, Sig's lifestyle is pretty tough. He's fighting for survival, pretty much. Talk about the physicality of the role, besides lines you have to learn. I'm assuming you got to do some training. You have to be in shape to do what you do.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of work that goes into it, but that's also a joy. I believe in doing whatever it is that I have to do to bring justice to my characters. And I think with Seg, that does require a huge amount of physical training. I was doing training sessions to help complete my other training sessions. That's how much training I was doing. And it was, but hey, it's really fun. And we're the most brilliant stunt team on Krypton who take care of us and teach us all the skills required. And that's been a real joy.
Yeah, I said it's set two generations before the destruction of Superman's home planet. This, if you're thinking this is a prequel, this really isn't, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's set before the birth of Superman, but as we sort of alluded to, this show is now set in an alternate timeline. General Zod, one of Superman's greatest enemies, has come back in time, and he's altered the past so that Krypton has been saved. It's no longer been destroyed. And this, of course, changes things. Superman no longer exists. So that our character from the future, Adam Strange, now sees that there is a possible future where not only has Zod conquered Earth, but also Earth's been collected by Brainiac. And the world that he once knew is gone. So the characters are going to have to do a lot of work to set things right.
Mentioned that you were a comic fan, always a fan of comics and a fan of acting. You never thought you'd be doing anything other than acting, which, of course, you're doing now. As a comic fan and an actor, all of a sudden you find yourself, hey, I'm part of the DC universe. That's got to be like a pinch me moment for a comic fan and an actor to be part of something like the DC universe.
Oh, I'm constantly pitching. I'm constantly pitching myself. It's such a joy to do, and it's a real honor for me. And I count my lucky stars every day.
You're filming some in Belfast. What is that like, filming there?
You know, it's wonderful. I trained as an actor in Dublin, which is 2 hours down the road. And I lived in Ireland for many years, and I have many dear friends there. So really, no one was happier than I when I heard we were filming in Belfast, the city I have many happy memories in. So for us, for Krypton, Belfast is home. And it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful city. And it's really the best place for us to be doing the work.
Cameron Cuff with us on This Week in America. Sig-El, lead in as the Man of Steel's grandfather in Krypton on Sci-Fi, back for season 2, Wednesday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific. Cameron, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We will watch season 2 as it unfolds. Thank you for being with us.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, and back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.